You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy and I get accused by Emily of being sometimes a little too in touch with our feminine side because we sit around, we talk about cooking and food a lot. That's just what we're into. We're into eating.
Right. Then you talk about your feelings all the time.
Yeah, and we're always tearing up.
All of these pillow fights in the studio is really unprofessional. Well,
but fun.
Relieves the stress.
Mm-hmm. And then I think Emily was busy doing something on the computer, so Jeremy and I were just talking the other day, and what comes up but our wardrobes. Jerry, you want to catch everybody up?
Yeah, I think basically the gist of it was both old DT over there and I want to get into our closets and go in there with a couple black trash bags and get rid of everything.
It didn't start that manly, though.
I think I said, I am so sick of all my clothes.
Jeremy was looking at a website for clothing, and then he put his hands up and he said, oh, I'm so sick of all my clothes. And then Dom on the other side of the old radio station slammed his hands down. He said,
Preach, sister. I am too.
Yes, girl. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
I think a dream for both of us would just to kind of be wipe our whole wardrobe and all start fresh.
That scene in Pretty Woman when she goes on the shopping spree.
Yes.
That's what you two want.
I think that what I would do is maybe hold on to a total of six things, and then I would just throw all of it into the donation bin.
I need a new style.
You do.
I need a stylist to come help me out.
The old saying, though. What is it if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results?
That's insanity.
Yeah. You can't keep shopping at the same store.
Well, I'm comfortable.
You will have to get out of Kohl's, dude.
I'm so comfortable, and their coupons are just fantastic.
Well, there goes your style change.
Right. You get a new pair of jeans. And I know when you come in. We know each other's closets.
I'm
and
not
I know
lie,
when
I
you
was
come
there
in.
This weekend, so not gonna, I got a new belt.
Well, look, let's just... Did you get a new belt?
A belt.
Is it
a
reversible belt like your other one?
No.
Your stupid belt. For me, Emily, one of the problems is my age. I know we're not supposed to talk about this on the radio, but I'm in that stage
where... You're 70 what? 72?
Yeah, what's wrong with being 74?
But I'm at the stage where I can't try to be too hip,
right?
Because then you get that whole thing of like, God,
Dom's trying to look so young.
He thinks he wants to look like he's 32 or something, and that's a tough thing for a guy my age,
right?
I don't want to dress like an old man, but at the same time, I can't hip it up too much because then you get, look, I wore a hoodie the other day, and you guys lost your ever loving mind.
Well, this has been a streak. Can we talk about this? Like, what the heck happened to you where you have worn hoodies? I would say like 65% of the last like 2 months.
You're big on the hoodie now.
Like, what is going on with you?
Well,
you
I don't
okay?
want it 65% of the time to work, but you should see me outside of work. Yeah, I wear it a lot.
But I'm kind of happy because I feel like you should be doing that a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're
making it okay for us to slob it up.
It is weird seeing you with those on at work, but I like it.
Right.
I kind of like it.
I feel like you've been abducted by aliens, and that's your way of saying something's not okay. Wearing a hoodie.
You're a little more relaxed.
Send help. I'm in danger. I'm wearing a hoodie.
I'm a pod person. Well.
Yeah, see? I don't know. I'm so
I like it. I say go for it. I think you can dress younger than you think you can. I think you can hippen it up and dress a little bit. Get yourself some stonewashed jeans or something.
Oh, my God. If you come in with a bedazzled ass pair of jeans from the buckle, I'm walking out.
I feel like you could hippen it up, man.
Well, let's go back to the original.
So could you.
Mr. Coles over there.
Sweater vest?
I don't know where else to go.
Let's go back, because I have a question for our listeners. Has anyone ever started over 100%? Because... a lot of people go to the store and they'll buy, half a dozen things or something like that. But has anybody ever done that thing where you threw everything out, you donated all of your clothes, and you started completely fresh? Now, obviously, there's some people, they might lose like 140 pounds, right?
Right, then they have to start.
And then they have to.
Which is awesome.
Or some people who gain 140 pounds.
But hold on to your old stuff.
But I mean, is there anybody who just came in one day with their hands on their hips, stood in their closet and said, screw it, I'm going to get rid of everything, because that's what I want to do.
No. How expensive is that going to be?
Right, because the average person doesn't have a few extra grand lying around just for new clothes.
How much would that cost?
I would say a few grand.
Yeah.
Because
$5,000.
You got to get your staples. You got to get them nice. I mean, and it adds
good
up quick.
Jeans.
Trust me, girl. It adds up so quick. Yeah, a couple grand to start.
I guess you could just
fresh.
Have like five outfits and just rotate them. Have your Monday through Friday.
I wonder, do they do adult garanimals?
I wish they did. I wish they did. But guys don't have that many choices, too.
That's another problem.
You have jeans and then, you know, button-up shirts. And then the hoodie. That's all we have.
And the hoodie.
You have skirts and dresses and leggings.
Pantsuits. And
culottes are making a big comeback this year.
And
have you heard?
The skirts with the shorts underneath.
Oh, skorts.
Yoga pants. I took a picture
yoga
for you guys
pants.
Over this weekend. I saw that same car again at the grocery store, so I took a picture this time where the sticker on the back says, I love yoga pants.
Who I think you're just stuck in the woman who says that because you want to get a look at her.
Well, it's not a guy.
Dead ass. Oh, yeah, it's a guy. Mm-hmm.
Emily tells me that Laura is on line one. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Have you done this?
I have. I got a job in the Caribbean. So when I came back from the Caribbean, I was teaching water skiing down there, and I was down there for 4 years, and I came back and I had nothing but bathing suits. So I did have to start from scratch.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like every girl's dream.
Fun.
All right. Now, I do want to talk to you about starting over with your wardrobe, but first I want to back up a couple of steps. You went to the Caribbean for 4 years to teach water skiing.
Yes.
How cool is
that's
that?
That's pretty dope.
I got to know.
That was my first job out of undergrad.
Oh,
so
my
goodness. When I got the job, I was in college, and I said to all my sorority sisters, I'll trade you a pair of jeans for three pairs of shorts and a sweater for a couple of, t-shirts or whatever. And then left from Michigan and went straight to the Caribbean.
Oh, my God.
What a great experience.
That's like what everyone in Michigan wants to do.
Well, I'm not even from Michigan, but that's where I was going to school. But and then every 6 months was a different island. It was awesome.
Who
knew that you could support yourself giving water skiing lessons?
Well, I worked for Club Med, and they take care of your food and your place to live and all
perfect.
That. And then you just were out on the water ski dock.
And date around and hit the bars at night.
Great tan you must have had.
I was going to say, your love life must have been insane.
It was crazy.
You had a few cabana boys, didn't you, Laura?
I don't know about yes.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe like 10.
Oh, hashtag jello.
I got to know, why did you come back?
No joke.
Oh, I joined the real world and I did the medical school thing. And now I live in a landlocked state and I'm so cold. And I just keep saying, I need to pick an island and just move.
Yeah. What was your favorite island?
Oh, my gosh. Each one had its own story.
Its own boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why she moved from island to island, is to start over fresh with boys.
Right, she goes through them all.
Right. Martinique was fun.
All right.
Bermuda was fun.
All right. So you started all over with your wardrobe, so you have a completely empty closet. Now, we were wondering how much it costs to replace an entire wardrobe.
My gosh. I don't...
Probably did a little over time, didn't you?
A few thousand?
No, I had to go buy everything.
It's all at once.
I flew home in a bathing suit. There was a group of us at one point. We all said, okay, we're flying home.
A group of women wearing bathing suits on an airplane?
That's one person you'd want to sit next to on an airplane, I think.
Maybe.
You for real?
Guys and girls. Yes, I'm for real.
Oh,
and
what a great flight.
And went, oh my God, it's freezing.
Get off in your bikini.
February at DIA.
Flip-flops.
Now, I've told these guys that one of the beauties of this show is over the years we talk to people and we find out about jobs that we never even really knew existed. And I've never thought about somebody who just went from Club Med to Club Med teaching water skiing and just partying every night.
What a life. We're jealous.
There's a whole bunch of different jobs that you can do down at Club Med. I mean, you could work the bar or the bank or the mini club, which is working with kids, or you could do sports team, and there's obviously a bunch of sports. I mean, I was water ski, and then some of the villages have circus villages. And I wasn't a circus geo, but I was a gymnast forever through college and all that. And so at the villages that I was at that had circus villages, they actually taught me to do the flying trapeze and the Spanish web and the fabric. So I was doing
Why did you leave?
I just don't understand why you came home.
What a great life.
Why did, there had to be a reason. I mean, did you get burned out?
No, I didn't get burned out. I think when I would call home, collect, and say, hey, and they'd be like, when are you coming home to use your degree? And I was like, I don't know. Why does it matter?
Because you're in medicine, and we paid right? $200,000 for right. it.
So what do you do today, Laura?
Right now, I'm staying home as a mom.
After all that, you're a stay-at-home mom.
I know.
I think that's perfect, though. I think that's perfect.
You can put a bikini on around the house.
You could be a mom in the Caribbean.
Yeah. You know, so
I know.
Are these, that baby wasn't conceived down in the Caribbean, was it?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. All those jobs at Club Med that you're talking about, do they need like a morning radio show or anything down there?
They do need DJs down there.
We're not like club, we're like Waka Waka.
Yeah, we don't mix wiki, and wiki. Scratch or anything. I mean, you know what we do.
No, I know. Every morning they do something. You know, they would be on all day long to tell you what the events were doing, where to be and what to do and
what time
all that
the,
kind of stuff.
The conga line starts.
What time the water ski lessons begin and...
Right, exactly.
I got to tell you, I'm about to do our weather forecast here in just a moment for the Mile High City. Can you imagine the weather forecast every day down there? I'm sorry, everyone. It's another sunny and 88.
Right, it's beautiful. Perfection.
I know. I just went down to Turks and Caicos in October for a week. There was a big reunion, and we went down, and everybody from all over. And there was a handful of people that are still doing it. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, they're all like Peter Pan and Peter Panettes and good for you. And... You know, there was a twinge of jealousy, but then I'm like,
I grew up.
You got to move on.
I do the real world on an island, but not. Yeah.
Right. You have to wear pants every day. Yeah.
She's got mom jeans on right now, too.
Yo, front butt.
You're all grown up, Laura.
I know.
How old are you now? How old are you now?
I just turned 50.
Hey, 50's the new 30.
Good
that's
for you.
Good. You know what? I don't even weigh 100 pounds, so that's a good thing. I'm still in the children's department, so people look at me and don't believe that I'm 50, but I'll take it when I get carded.
You know, good for you. I've enjoyed talking to you about this, and we're going to, all of us, Emily, Jeremy, Chris, and I, we're going to go do a morning radio show down in Martinique.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Means I got to take my shirt off, though.
Right.
What'd you say,
there's
Laura?
There's a couple of DJs that come down from like Vancouver or Montreal, and they go down like every other month just to defrost. And they go down and hang out for a month and do the DJ thing down there, and then they go back and do their regular job.
Well, let's work that out.
Yeah, how do that?
Put Laura on hold, and we'll get a contact. So, all right,
hasta la pasta, Denver.
You're fun.
You got it.
Actually, you know, the beauty is we could live down there and do it and just broadcast the show back to Denver.
Right. In our bikinis.
And what's really cool about that is that because of the two-hour time difference, we wouldn't have to start there until like 7:30 in the morning.
Sign me up. Let's go.
Right.
Get me a Speedo. Mm.
Oh, God.
And if you go further enough out into the Caribbean, it's 3 hours in advance ahead of us.
I love it.
We start at 8:30 in the morning.
Be
guys.
All tan and rested.
I can smell the coconuts now.
We'd be done at 12:30 and immediately go to the beach.
Perfect. Go get a drink and a pineapple.
Well, you just do it on the beach. You just have your radio station out there on the beach.
On the beach,
do it on the beach.
Are you going to set us up with this, Laura? You got all the contacts.
I've got contacts.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Look, I'm going to put your little 95-pound self on hold. Hold on, okay?
Never
no wonder
happen.
She could have gotten a whole new wardrobe. She shops in the kids section.
Right, everything's like half
it's
price.
It's half the price.
It's like $4 for a shirt. Has SpongeBob on it, though.
I know. You guys want to redo your whole wardrobe?
She's got a Dora the Explorer backpack on.
Spider-Man.
Oh, that was fun.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.